Hello. Good evening, everyone. My name is Mia, and I've only been with Strong City for about a year, but I've been in adult ed for about 4 years. And before that, I taught middle schoolers, who are the worst people on earth. And that experience alone said to me, I love what I do, I just don't like who I'm teaching necessarily. So I kind of like was in my late 30s and I wandered for a while. And I was like, what? I don't know what I want to do. I'm going to go back to school. I don't know. So I kind of ended up teaching music. I'm a vocalist. And I taught music for a little bit at another middle school. But it was a middle slash high school. So the high schoolers kind of like, you know, encouraged me because they weren't as nasty as the middle schoolers. And then it was a grant through Hopkins, and that grant ended. And then I said, okay, what do I want to do? And so I kind of put on Facebook, I'm broke. Anybody know where I can get a job? So I ended up I felt like I was divinely placed, I should say, in adult education. And the story I'm going to tell is not particularly a Strong City Baltimore story, but it is a Strong City Baltimore story, because I feel that I was incarnated in this city, in this space, for a reason, and I'm supposed to help people. And every day that I get up, I help someone. And that is the most fulfilling thing for me. So a gentleman comes in my classroom. You know, you see that people come and they go for different reasons. And I always do an icebreaker. Why are you here? You know, why are you here? And of course, you know, I want to get my GED. That's always what they say. But this one particular young man, he just kind of like tugged in my heart. You know, African-American young man, he always talked about his son, and how he wanted to be a better example for his son. And I thought that was so wonderful. And we're reading Uncle Tom's Cabin, and there's a character, her name is Aunt Chloe, and he kept calling her Aunt Cleo, and I thought that was kind of funny. And I gave an essay assignment. I asked them to do a contrast, compare and contrast essay on one family who was a quadroon family, if you are familiar with that, they were a lighter-skinned black people, versus Uncle Tom and Aunt Chloe, who were more darker-skinned, and they were in the field. Okay, so he didn't do my essay. And for some particular reason, I was furious at him. Like, why, you know, like, what's going on? Like, why you do my essay? Like, you know, you told me that you wanted to, you know, be a better example for your son. I kind of like, you know, repeating those things that he had said about how he wanted to be a better example for his son, how he wanted to, you know, just go on to the army. So the next day, he came in. He had his essay. It wasn't on topic. Wasn't about anything we talked about, but he did it. And I was so proud of him. And he couldn't stay. I had to go to Miss Mia, I gotta go to work, you know. But I just wanted to come in and turn in my essay. So he turned in his essay, and I always try to get it back the next day so they have feedback. And I didn't, you know, red pen it to death. I just made some small corrections about where he could have, you know, stayed on topic and some other things. And I was so proud of him. The next Monday, my supervisor pulls me to the side and he says, Dominique Dungy, you remember him? I said, of course, he's in my 1-4 class. He was in your 1-4 class. He was shot and killed this weekend in Fells Point. So I'm freaking out. I'm like, what the heck? I just saw him. Like, he sent me a Mother's Day text. Happy Mother's Day, Miss Mia. I'm like, well, I just had a communication. I just had a conversation. I just turned his essay back to him. So, you know, I'm Googling, I'm Dungy. I'm like, now I need somebody to help me with my spelling, and because I can't remember how to spell his name. And so I Googled it, WBAL, there it is. He was murdered over the weekend. So this is my friend, Dominique. He was my brother. He was special to me because he turned in his essay. He kept his word. And I find that so honorable in him. So I'm going to ask that you do me a favor if you repeat with me. Dominique is an ancestor now. So in the West African tradition, we say ashe, and we pour libation for those who have gone on. So Dominique, you now have your wings. And on the count of three, we're going to say ashe. One, two, three. Ashe. Thank you so much.